Amen. Means how many are expecting something great to happen? How many are expecting something great to happen? Well, I am. Praise the Lord. We talked this morning a bit about two different kinds of faith, didn't we? And how you can get your need met. And the timing of God. Amen. The more I think about it, you know, I don't think they call this midlife crisis. Amen. But, you know, we start to think about all that we want to accomplish in life. You know, how many of you would like to play a game? How many of you like to play games? You ever play board games or Pac-Man or anything? You know, you get into stuff just to pass the time away. You know what? I really believe in Jesus Christ. I really believe in God. Amen. I really believe in the Lord. Amen. You know what? And my life here is no longer scratching and clawing, trying to get to heaven. Anybody been that, you know, scratching and clawing, trying to get to heaven? If I can just make it to heaven. Jesus already did that for me.
Amen.
Jesus has already done that for me. And it would be a big waste of time trying to do what he's already done.
Amen.
I can't add anything on to what he did on the cross. Amen. I can't add a thing. I can't make it any better. There's nothing. He took care of the heaven trip totally. I get no credit for it whatsoever. So now what do we do? You know, we're all just waiting to die. You know, people say, you know, somebody say hallelujah. We're all just waiting here to die. We only get a certain amount of time. You know, not many of us are going to live over 120 years. Not many of us are going to beat out 120 years. And you know, time flies so quickly. Time just goes and goes and goes. Well, what I'm figuring out, you know what? This time that we have here in life, on the earth, we need to enjoy it as much as we can and get as much for him done as we possibly can do. You know what? So when you figure out that you already win, you can do some crazy stuff. Everybody say crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
I mean, we can start to take some faith chances, you know, because I don't want to just live like everybody else.
Amen.
That's just boring. I've seen that happen in other people's lives. I don't want to accomplish the things that other people have accomplished. Just die. That's completely unsatisfying to me. I want to make the most out of life that I can get out of life. While I'm talking about in between now and death, or in between now and when the Lord comes. And I'm figuring out that life is a whole lot better when we live it God's way. It's a whole lot more exciting. Amen. It's a whole lot more fulfilling. And there's one ingredient that we need to put in our lives. You know, in these little, I would say most of y'all got about 40 of them, about 60 to 40 of them left probably. Well, mix it with faith. Mix it with faith. Mix it with faith. That's what I'm encouraging. I'm talking about getting quality life. We're crying about what Jesus already done. All right. And so we learned that there are several different kinds of faith, and I'm trying to increase our faith here within this body. Amen.
Amen.
So that we could do what God wants us to do. And someone said, well, faith, it's not important. It's absolutely important. Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
So if I'm here on earth right now, I'm already going to heaven, I have nothing left to do but to please God. And I know one of the things that's necessary for me to do in order to give God the pleasure that he desires is to walk in God's kind of faith. Somebody say hallelujah. So, now, let's go right here to, go right back to the book of Mark. I like the book of Mark. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. He said this, Mark chapter 6, verse 5. And he could there do no mighty work. Who are they talking about here? Who are they talking about? Jesus, whether you realize it or not, Jesus is what? Everybody say, Jesus is God. Totally God. And here we have God here on the earth, here with people's needs and all his other situations. Now, we talked today about a faith situation where there was a woman, amen, that got her need met. And here there was a circumstance or a situation right here. He goes into this town, and he gets to a place where he could there do no mighty work. I'm so glad that's in the Bible, because if I wasn't reading it right out of the Bible, they'd be ready to stone me. There are situations and there are circumstances and places that we can literally tie the hand of God to where it's not that he's not willing to do it, not that he doesn't want to do it, but he could there do no mighty work. How many of you got a situation that you need God to work on?
Amen.
Do you have the right ingredients for God to do something with it?
Amen.
Well, we know that he's going to do it in the last day. You know, when he comes in the sky, amen, everything's going to be all right in the sweet by and by. Thank God for that last resort gospel, amen, that when Jesus comes, all sorrow will leave, all sickness will leave, and there'll be peace on earth forevermore because of Jesus, amen. He's going to fix everything, and he'll wipe away all the tears from our eyes.
Amen.
That's a good thing, isn't it, to look forward to?
Amen.
But you know what? We can get it better right here and right now, realizing that there are some situations to where you can make God move now.
Amen.
You know, there are certain things you got to get out of the way so that God can get in the way with it. And he could there do no mighty work because of their unbelief. Isn't that scary? How much work can God do in your life? How much of the power of God can you actually release to have God fix it? You know, I know that when they wire a building or they wire a house, there's different types of wires that you could put in a house. Different gauges, you know, and the gauge that you put in the house or the gauge that you put a wire on determines the amount of power that goes to the receptacle that you need to operate. Are you wired properly for God to move in your life? Are you wired? And they say, I got a child, I got a situation, I got a debt, I got some marriage problems, maybe I got some financial problems, I got some stuff going on, and I know that God cares about me, and I need God to move right now, or I'm going to be in trouble. Well, you need to get yourself an ark. Everybody write the word A-R-C. And that word A-R-C, I was in a Christian music band, and they had a band, and they called the band Ark. And I said, what in the world is an ark? And they said, ark is a conductor. It's a means of that power transfer carries back and forth, or it's really a power transfer between God and men. Your faith, everybody say your faith.
Your faith.
And people get sick and tired when people say that, but we know that Jesus told this woman just in the previous chapter, it's your faith that made you whole. She did it. Am I giving any? And people say, when you start talking like that, you're taking credit away from Jesus. No, Jesus is God. And you don't have to be weak and pathetic in order for him to be God and for him to be good. You know, I used to think about it that way. People say, oh, you're always talking about the faith that he's given people and the authority he's given man. Just because he's given you authority doesn't make him any less powerful. We got thousands of years in all time, amen, to figure out how grand and how great he is. He's past figuring out people, amen. And because we think he's so small, we got to diminish whatever's under him. Because of their unbelief, he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand on a few sick folk and healed them, and he marveled. Somebody say, he marveled. He marveled because of their unbelief. Couldn't figure it out. I believe some people were sowing marvels. You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting their faith together and realizing that this is God that wants to do something good for me, they were still doubting and wavering and slipping and a-sliding. And the only thing they got from Jesus was him wondering. How did they get, how are they going to receive from me? He marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about the villages teaching. Now you can have as much, when we teach it all the time, you can have as much schooling as you want to. Amen? He went about teaching. You know why? Because he was teaching. He was preaching the word. Teaching him that God was a good God, that God cared about him, that God loved him. And it's not a big thing for him to make life a little bit better. Many people think, we learn through our adversities and all these other things. No, you learn from the Word of God.
Amen.
You learn from the Word of God. Now, you can learn any way you want. You can learn with a whip or all these things. Now, of course, God's going to get glory out of everything you went by. And see, there are a lot of people that go through some difficult situations that are going through hell in their lives. And I mean total hell in their life. And some dummy and preach to them, that's just how God's going to teach you. That's not God's way of teaching. If that's the only way you can learn that lesson that way. Amen. But you can crack open the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
And realize that God can teach you from the Word. He can teach you from the Word of God, amen, and you can have faith and hear it straight from His mouth and not have to go through it. See, there was a bunch of stuff I was going through, and I was sitting up there believing, it's there to teach me. I must be learning again. I had to check out of that school. That's abuse, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, to put your kids there that way, when they just put your kids around hot coals and all this other stuff, and they learn that this is hot by getting burnt. Sadistic, isn't it? Sadistic. He's going to take you through. And you know what? I never would come out of that stuff to where I realized that's not how God operates. That wasn't his best. That was the fun. You know what? When he put the children of Israel out there in the wilderness, they were going through all those changes. That was their. They were there because of their unbelief and doubt.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Wasn't God's schoolroom for them.
Amen.
They didn't get a degree. They died.
Amen.
They died right there in the wilderness because they didn't learn. But you got to realize, if there is something going on in your life, the Bible says that goodness, kindness, and mercy, and compassion, and love of God, that will lead you to repentance. And people get a hard time about the message that God is good. They get all caught up in hang-ups, that's a lollipop gospel. No, God is so good that he can only use good to bless you. And he marveled because of their unbelief, so he went about the villages teaching. A lack of faith hinders the power of God. And he called unto the 12 and began to send them forth 2 by 2 and gave them power over unclean spirits and commanded them that they should do a certain things. Now, I like this verse right here. He could there do no mighty work save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. You know what? And that's all we get today. You go to a Benny Hinn conference. Thank God for Brother Benny Hinn. Thank God. And we'll pack out a full arena or stadium of 15,000 people. And maybe about 100 of them will get healed. And maybe about 5 of them might get healed of an incurable cancer or something like that. And then we all start jumping up and down. You know what? Out of a football stadium, that's a few folk, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't that a few folk? And we call it a revival. There's something going on around town now. There's a healing. There's a revival going on around here. And this one got healed. If you can remember how many few got healed, amen. That's a lack of faith, amen. And the Lord is marveling. It's not God's will, just one or two gets it.
That's right.
We shouldn't be jumping up and down. Did you hear the big story? That one got healed over there. Amen. That's just a few sick folk. That's just a few sick folk. That's not God's heart. Jesus is coming that everybody might be able to get blessed. Amen. And we settle for second best because of our lack of faith. And we've been conditioned like this. And he marveled because of their unbelief. and he could there do no mighty work. I'm all in people's face today, aren't we? Aren't we in everybody's face today? Because everybody wants to get out of the loop and blame it on God. Everybody wants to get out of the loop and blame it on God, and they play God like they're throwing dice. Hope I get out of jail. You ever played Monopoly? You have to roll, you know, you have to wait to roll the dice or get a seven or something like that in order to get out of jail. But that's what it's like for most people. Waiting on, oh, as soon as the Lord feels like it, I'll get it. He's already done it. Your faith asks God. Not just your words. Your faith asks God. Not just your words. You can't tell somebody really wants something until they exercise a little bit of faith to get it. So if you have an ask in faith, you can't get anything. You can get up here and cry all you want to. Amen? You can cry all you want to and whine all you want to and expect God to cry with you. People, how many, I'm so glad that God delivered me from those sorry prayers. Pity prayers. Amen? You know, pity prayers. If things got real bad, you said, well, I better go and make Jesus feel sorry for me. And if he feels sorry for me, maybe he'll do something. Amen? Amen. Come on. Praise it's real God. Bad now, Lord.
You,
oh, it's real bad now, Lord. It's me, Lord. You've been with me all these years. I've been through, and life has been so hard on me, Jesus. Life's just been so hard. Don't you feel sorry for me yet? Aren't you willing to do something yet? You did it for Kathy and Dean. What about me? We don't see those kind of prayers in the Bible. Everybody else got a break. What about me? Don't you feel, haven't I gone through enough? As if he put you through it. Until we get to the place, amen, to where we start praying. Amen. Do you know what? Till we start praying in faith. Faith pleases God and faith moves God. That's really sadistic to think that God is so blind. You know how many people are suffering throughout the world? And you just laid on a light bill and expect heaven to bust wide open?
And it will.
The problem is us. Amen?
And it will.
He has involved, he has put us, we are the hands and feet of God. He came and he did his job, and when he was there, he worked.